Driving instructor. I think that's the job that gets overlooked when the bravery awards are being handed out. Driving instructor or driving test invigilator. Where were those guys' applause during the pandemic? Those guys must have balls of steel. Just ask yourself what you'd rather do. Jump on a COVID ward for a bit as a nurse, or get in a car with a learner driver. It's touch and go, isn't it? And I'm not sure they all are, but was your driving instructor a fucking nutcase like mine? I think he genuinely had a death wish. He was constantly telling me to go faster. Go faster, go faster! In the bus lane, in the bus lane! This is all he shouted at me for weeks of driving. In the bus lane, get in the bus lane! So he'd shoot down the bus lane. He'd say, you've got to read the signs. In the daytime, bus lane is free. And most people miss this because they don't read the signs. So they're stuck. Or if you just read the signs, you can fly. And I, of course, failed my first test for going in the bus lane. I fucking hated this guy. So on the second test, that was the only thing I was thinking about. So the invigilator said, hello, how are you feeling? And I said, fine. And I looked at the time and I said, just checking the time so I know if I can go in the bus lanes. And he then looked at me, smiled and said, well, we don't always have to get to our destination quickly. I really wasn't expecting this. My first invigilator was a dry and grumpy bastard. But this one, a philosopher. So I smiled at him, mulled over the words he'd said as we pulled away. We don't always have to get to our destination quickly. And he was an older man in his late 50s, early 60s, and he had a sweet smile, and this was just before Christmas. So the car then took on this kind of intangible magic. Like, he could have said nothing. They usually say nothing, but he came out with a bit of philosophy. And it really, really relaxed me. And I thought, he's right. I'm down with you. I connect with you much more than my instructor. Get in the bus lane, get in the bus lane, get there quicker. Why? You don't always have to get there quickly. I mean, I get it. There are times when it's annoying if people are tootling. But if you're on a 50-minute driving lesson, what is a better lesson? What is a better life lesson? To drive down an empty bus lane or to practice stopping and starting in traffic? It's obviously the latter. Getting there quickly isn't always the best thing. And I cannot believe my son is now only just over 3 years away from taking lessons and maybe getting his license. Scary. All he talks about all the time is passing his test and driving. He's counting down already, saying, I can't wait to be 17. Yesterday he was a baby and now he's 13 and a half and wishing the years away. So he can get a driving license. And I say to him, we don't always have to get to our destination quickly. And he replies, what? What are you talking about? The destination is exciting. I'm going to be driving. Of course I want to get there quickly. My driving test invigilator was right. He was a philosopher. A magical philosopher. As I say, he was a sweet older man. And it was just before Christmas. And I started to think, this was my moment to pass. He told me at the start of the test, this was going to be a magical experience. So I thought I'd chance my arm with him and try to make another connection. So he said, could you reverse backwards into that space, please? And I said, sure. Sometimes going backwards is good, right? and he smiled. And again, it was a magical moment. And I say this to my son now. Don't always rush forwards. Going backwards is sometimes good, right? Retrace your steps, be careful, go back over things, revisit the past. And my son goes, what? But my magical invigilator with the glittery mouth was right. If we rush towards the destination, we miss the journey. We miss the climb, which is often the best part, isn't it? And what is our destination? Sometimes it's disappointment. My son wants to pass his test genuinely so he can take his sister and a friend to an English seaside resort. He said maybe Blackpool or Skegness. He's never been to these places. He's just heard about them. He just wants to hang on the beach like he does in Spain. And as a great philosopher once said, be careful what you wish for. British seaside towns could be shitholes. I used to go to British seaside resorts in Devon when I was a young kid, in winter, and there were places worse than hell. Take your time, be cautious sometimes, go backwards, retrace your steps. It's the climb. And so the hill start in my test, he said, if you just stop here, we're going to try a hill start. And I was nervous about the hill start because you had to find the biting point. If you rolled backwards, you failed immediately. But again, this magical, sparkling, mystery man immediately relaxed me and said, oh, the hill start. When others go down, you can go up. And I was like, this is getting fucking weird now. When others go down, you can go up. What are you talking about? This isn't philosophy. This is starting to freak me out. And he kept coming out with his stuff for the rest of the test. He was putting me off. As I was approaching a roundabout, he said, take the second exit at the roundabout. My favourite exit. And he smiled again. And in my head, I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? Your favourite exit is the second exit. Are you talking about my asshole, weirdo? And I stopped concentrating for a split second. I pulled out onto the roundabout and someone had to slow down to my right. And I thought, fuck it. You fucked it. All this philosophy is bullshit. People aren't magical. Things aren't cool and interesting. My instructor was right. Get in the bus lane. Just get things over as quickly as possible. Let's all get to our destination and not expect anything great to happen ever. So we get to the end of the test and he makes a few notes and he turns to me and he says, well, Nathan, the good news is that we learn more from our failures than mistakes. And I said, I'll just fuck off. I mean, that's what I wanted to say. Fuck off with his cod philosophy, you cranky pervert. No wonder you lot were overlooked in the pandemic. You wouldn't get a nurse doing this, would you? Well, Nathan, sometimes it's better to die than to live. Fuck off. Here we are at the destination. And the destination is always shit, isn't it? Full of heartbreak and pain. Red lights, stop signs, I still see your face in the white car's front yard. Can't drive past the places we used to go to. Continued. The good news is we learn more from our failures than mistakes, Nathan. You've passed. And he smiled at me with a magical glint in his eye. And he said, Merry Christmas, Nathan. And still to this day, I'm convinced I'd failed. I'm convinced, but he passed me anyway. It was somehow meant to be. And I remember this guy's philosophy every day. Alan was his name. And I try to pass the same one to my son. Don't rush things. When others are going down, that's a chance for you to go up. But most importantly, oh, most importantly, if you're doing a driving test, do it just before Christmas. For then, there is a much greater chance that your invigilator will either be lenient or pissed. And then celebrate, if you must, by driving to an English seaside resort and do donuts up and down the promenade like all the other fuckwits. But as you do that, never give up hope. As Confucius himself once said, never give up hope that one day what you think is a fuckwit can change your life forever. Lots of love to you guys. Thanks so much for all the support all around the world. It blows me away. Cheers.